Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, 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 it's Sick Flow. Checking out Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig. They my homies.
Yeah. Crosstalk Radio in the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now.
We on the air like here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is
now.
It's
called Talk with Radio. Conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take the time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. Spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican. Let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average, ordinary radio show. Worldwide, blessed by the guy who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like here we go. It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know. We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now.
We on the air like here we go. It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
Welcome
now
to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man Steph Swig.
This is your man Big Pudge.
Thank you for the love. Yeah, we got a very, very special show today. We got like a bunch of people in the studio today. We got like five of us up in here. We got five of us. Hey, that ties in, Pudge, don't it?
So we're doing
our top five.
All right.
Yep. In hip hop.
5 on 5.
This show was strictly for hip hop heads. So yes. You hip hop head, you grew up in the '80s and nineties, you came up when hip hop was at its prime. Or the golden years. But it's a sacred conversation that every hip hop head has, and it's called their top five. That's mm-hmm. like the Bible to each and every one of them. Everybody has a different top five, but it's a top five. You can't change it. So with that being said, Pudge, you want to tell the people the rules? How
no.
we going in?
Oh, well, let's everybody introduce themselves first.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We got...
Let's start with Double, man.
We got Double. Man, Billboard Double. Charting artist
yeah.
in the building.
Hey.
Double's with us today.
Hey. And I'm the old man on totem pole, E-Hud, down here.
Pastor Ryan.
Mr. Headshot.
Yo, I'm like formerly known as Rick Flow, now Sick Flow.
Sick
Flow. Right. Right. With Onyx.
I got sicker now.
Yes.
Bars.
Yes, sir. So, man, I wanted to bring, when we talked about this, we had Hud on the show on our last mm-hmm. podcast, and Hud started like a debate with anybody that has a top five, we're going to debate with you anyway. And so him and Pudge really got into it, so we decided to do a whole show about it, but we wanted to have just like some hip-hop heads come through, especially some good artists, some dope lyricists come through. So we thought it'd be a great conversation. We thought it'd be good to have Sick Flow, Double, E-Hud come back. Pudge is the artist. I'm the only non-artist hip. I'm a huge fan either. So, you know, so here I am. But, so Pudge, now you want to tell them the rules? How we doing? Because we got so many ways we can go about this, man.
All right, so just out of curiosity, we asked everybody what their top five is. We heard E-Hud's last time, so we need to get Sick Flow and Double's top five, but then we want to give you like top five in the '80s, nineties, and even in 2000s. We got to put the 2000s in there.
Well, 2000s gonna be my '90s. Just slid on over.
All right. Well, you know, some people actually still, you know, I mean, there are some good artists into that came out in 2000s. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to knock the 2000s. So we're going eighties, nineties, 2000s, but we're going to start off
overall with the top five. You know what I'm saying? So who you want to go first?
Go Duff last. You should be first, though. Since you go first,
Duff. I mean, definitely Big Daddy Kane. I think Big Daddy was my first. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother were getting into arguments over Big Daddy and Rakim.
Yeah.
All right.
But me and him would always both agree Big Daddy at the end of the day. Like, I think just, you know.
I had to follow the leader, okay.
Yeah.
Well, because I think he embodied a little bit more. Like, he had the charisma, mm-hmm. the swag.
He definitely had the swag.
The voice, the flow, the bars.
Yeah. And he danced and it was cool.
And he danced, you know.
Scrap level, boy.
Yeah. So Big Daddy, Nas, of course.
Are you getting my list?
No. Big Daddy, Nas, and it's so cliche, right? As I'm about to say it, I'm like, but my fifth is a little weird. Y'all might not agree, but, Big Daddy, Nas, Jay, Big, and Fabulous.
Fab.
I
remember
eat them rap snacks, homie.
Oh yeah, yeah, the chips. The Fabulous ones are good.
Rap
snacks
are dope. Yeah. Cheddar joints.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when he won 106 in Park.
Fab's been the most, and I give it to him because he's been the most consistent mm-hmm. out of anybody. I mean, even everybody's got questionable verses. And I just need a sixth man.
Mm. Oh, so he
I
like
gotta
me.
Have it.
Oh, he like me. I'm glad he said it. That because I got a six one too.
Sixth man now.
Royce the 5'9".
Okay.
Oh, I can see that too.
That's legit.
That's a legit list right there.
Solid.
That's a legit.
This is your
all time. See, I respect you because you put Nas before Jay-Z.
Come on, man.
All of us.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm sincere.
He did.
See,
yeah,
that's relative.
Because I was saying that
he did not.
He did.
He said he put him in the figure four leg lock. That's what he said.
You can't come out of that though.
Jay did the Blueprint 2 record, which I wish would have came out right after Ether. He would have had another dog in the fight.
Yeah. I think Takeover is Takeover bar for bar, verse for verse,
yeah.
Facts for facts.
Look,
Nas was just spitting.
Look.
But Takeover facts. Wasn't all. I mean, Takeover. See, Takeover wasn't. Takeover was Prodigy.
He killed everybody.
Yeah, and Nas pretty much. Who else?
Just that verse when he's talking about Nas's rap career. You know, that's you made a hotline.
It's opinion.
I'm not knocking that verse, but let's talk about what happened after both of them songs.
The
boy Jigga, as you call him, was like, look, at the end of the day, I know I can't really whoop you, so why don't you come on over to Def Jam?
That was big.
Let's make a few songs
for the cover. You can look at that both ways.
Let's make those few songs
You can
together.
Look at it both ways.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, how about Nas said, yo, I'm dying out here.
Nah.
Sign me to a contract.
You can look at it both ways.
You gotta show me where Nas said I'm dying out here. Show
you gotta
me
show me where Jigga said, yo, come over
well,
here.
Well, the evidence speaks for itself. Okay. Now, what you can do is you can Google him telling him. He was like, look, man, one of the hardest things to do was to go up against one of the pioneers of New York. That came out Jay Lips.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather him be an ally than an enemy. You know
I think it was just good. It was a moment.
The Ivy Claire Wall concert, he brought Nas on. He stood there for like 50 minutes. That was iconic. That's a moment.
Yeah. I remember driving in the car and I heard Takeover for the first time and I was like, yo. Like I was down. Like
yeah.
So I called my brother and I was like, all right, you got it. Like, I don't really think Nas can come back from this one. Yeah. And then I was in the club,
mm-hmm.
and I was standing by the speakers, and I heard Ether for the first time. Yo, oh man,
FJ,
there was nothing.
That came on.
But listen, nothing. Listen, nothing was going on around me. I was by myself. I was in a room by myself with these blaring sounds in my ear, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if we'll see it again.
I don't know if he did come back after Takeover.
after Ether, it was, I mean, them two major songs, everybody pretty much.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying, judged off of who did what, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't mean to cut you.
But
I was entrenched in New York when that happened. I was living in New York when that mm-hmm, happened. Mm-hmm. Beach Street, Fulton Avenue, downtown Brooklyn. When Takeover came out, the city stopped. Do you understand me? The entire city stopped. When Super Ugly came out, I was at work. Angie Martinez playing on the radio station. When Super Ugly came out,
Yeah. Everything
stopped. Those two songs, Ether, they were just rooting for the underdog, man. All
right, so now I'm telling you, now here's what I'm gonna say.
How long did it stop for Super Ugly though?
Right.
All I'm saying is, New York is the mecca of hip hop.
But New York ain't the other 49 states.
I feel you.
So just because New York stopped, because Jay-Z was rapping, that don't mean the other 49 states stopped.
I think it should stop because I'm just saying. Yeah. I think it's,
we gotta have some type of control.
No, I'm just saying, tell us your top five again.
Now, mind y'all, he going hard for Jigga, but Jigga was number five.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Jigga, we can go back and play.
We
can
go back and play. I listened to the interview.
Who was? What number was it?
Jay was one.
He was number one.
Jay was one.
Yeah. Okay.
Kane was two.
Okay.
Mouthpiece was three.
Right.
Sean Burgundy was four. And Nas was five.
That's what started the conversation. He's talking about Nas was number five.
Yeah. And I didn't even put Biggie on there. And I love Big.
Biggie ain't even on mine.
I almost took Big off of mine. Matter of fact,
you gonna delete him. You can't delete him.
Cause it's
now,
like
God.
Big and Big Pun. I look and go. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? He's like an alien. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like an alien. Like Pun, you could put Pun on by himself. But it's like the body of work. That's why I put Fab in mind. Because over time he's proved himself. He ain't always put good albums out.
Yeah.
But lyrically, he ain't never.
Nah, yeah.
And he
ain't
took a day off, right? Nah, yeah. So, but Big and Pun, I want to put him in there. It's kind of like, but the bot, they have enough work, man. But I don't know, man.
What they did with
a little bit of time. I'm at, and I ain't trying to go. This is another conversation. Mm-hmm. But if you think about like I hear these conversations like, let these kids be kids. They just kids. And I'm like, Big and Pac were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of these, Nas was a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, and it's like these mothers were doing stuff that were unimaginable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I said, like aliens, like they were out of this world with it.
Yeah.
But I feel what you're saying, because Big is Big. I think it's impact. I think Big is in there because of impact. I think there was a moment in time where the West Coast had took over and Big solidified what we knew.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Sick Flow.
All right, so, y'all made me want to switch up.
I know a few of his too off top. Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna have to definitely, because I can't take nothing from this guy. So Rakim first,
right?
Because I say Rakim because, man, I believe that from hearing him, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
Rakim, a lot of people hate that I say this sometimes, but I have to say Eminem, and I'm gonna say Eminem lyrically.
Eminem's an alien too. He's an alien too.
He creates stuff with words. No shade whatsoever.
Wordplay, all of that.
Yeah. Right.
He's an alien.
So I'm gonna go Rakim, Eminem. I really want to say Pharoah Monch.
I know you was gonna say Pharoah Monch. I already knew you was.
He's dope.
I knew you was gonna say Pharoah Monch.
I want to switch minds up now. Yo. Wow. I gotta go back to the drawing board with my pen there.
And I gotta say Pac because of the body of work and just my connection with Pac. Me and Pac had the same barber,
mm-hmm.
and he was always like, "Yo, come over. Pac's here." And I thought I was so nice. I was like, "Man, cut his hair over here."
Right. You know what I'm saying? Well, I gotta come down there. I didn't know he was gonna be pop.
Yeah.
Right.
And normally for me, my life, I always knew who was who.
Mm-hmm.
So my last person, woo, I would have said Royce. I would have said Royce. But I kind of got M and Royce the same because they in the
same. I can
see
that. Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta move up to the right now because I know who's the next dude. Joyner Lucas
is dope. Yeah,
and I've been watching him for a while.
Wow.
And he constantly evolves, and then he touches on almost everything.
I didn't expect that.
And he can, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can see that.
I heard him and Busta on the track.
Mm-hmm.
Busta used to be in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, man. I got to have a six, man.
See? See?
It makes it real hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to, since we started from that era. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chip Foo was the first one to do it before Busta.
He was killing. He was.
I think before Leaders came out, Foo Schnickens was out.
Chip's still doing it now.
He is?
Bro, I got him on an album, bro. He's on the album.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm leaking stuff.
Right. We're going to edit that.
But, that would be my
sick.
I mean, all right, mm-hmm. But that's kind of hard, man. I think people need to stop with the top five because it's
hard.
You gotta have a 10 in the top.
Because you was talking, see, as you was talking, as you was.
I said 80s, we're going to go 80s and 90s.
Okay, so we're going to move.
It's all around top five. But I feel you, though, because I got a 6 and a 7, but I'm going to stop at the 6 since y'all two stopped at 6.
Gotcha.
Because I'm trying to do, because literally, like, I got like 3 slashes on 5. I got this rapper slash that rapper slash this one, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just hard to choose between them three. Yeah. I'm going to let you go, Step.
All right. So, my top five of all time. I'm counting rap groups because if I can't, I gotta put rap groups.
No.
That's a different category.
That's a group category. You're talking about a lot of groups.
I know, but I'm not gonna do something.
I promise you didn't.
But then you got duos.
Right. So,
facts.
Groups and duos.
So, like, my top one. I had to figure out a way to put this in there. So my top one is Wu-Tang, hands down.
All of them.
Hold up. How you gonna do that before?
That's a group, man.
You know what? He added a six man. He added a six man. My number one is Wu-Tang. Okay?
All right.
That's your whole top five.
Plus five more.
That's it. All right. For the rest of that, after Wu-Tang, for me, it would be, it's tough though, but Eminem's on my list. Redman, which I think is very
Redman underrated. Was my seventh.
Yes.
Redman would have been my seventh.
Yes.
Yeah, Redman. I thought about Redman
too.
I thought about Redman too.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I got Biggie, then I got Big Daddy Kane. That's my list.
That's okay. All right, so my top five, and I feel like this number one cat, I feel like without him, certain cats wouldn't even know how to rhyme, and that's KRS-One.
I feel like
after African Bambaataa, he was the one to like put freestyle in its place.
Officer.
My number two is
still,
Rakim.
Still relevant.
You know what I'm saying? Rakim and see, Rakim and Kane, they neck and neck to me because them was the two that actually started rhyming outside of like every other bar.
You know, they
literally changed the game in how you actually rhyme at it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
multiple rhymes in one bar. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, like Rakim used to floor me, you know what I'm saying? Just off of that microphone fiend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know.
Mahogany,
you know what I'm saying?
And follow the ghetto joint.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so lyrically, and then of course Nas.
He said word to daddy.
Yeah, indeed. Nas. When Illmatic came out, man, that was just that was life changing.
Right there,
and Black Thought. Ooh.
Yeah, Black Thought. Too.
Black Thought, for honestly.
The roots. Yeah.
Black Thought. Honestly,
I didn't see, yo.
But there's so many, I think there's so many guys that just belong by themselves.
He had time to think.
Like a big one.
Yeah, they're like a whole time. I put Royce and them over there, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Black Thought would slaughter everybody.
Black Thought is awesome.
Even him. Because I think M listened to Black Thought.
Yeah.
When it comes to freestyling, too, man,
nobody
that we've seen, I think, can really.
Yeah. Well, I think like if you imagine the amount of shows, like the amount of work that he's put in,
mm-hmm.
but in a band.
Yeah, and exactly.
So it's like harnering. I don't even know if I'm saying the right word, but it's like this little ball of energy that you keep in this group, uh-huh. And it's just like, but when you let him out, he's gonna murder everything because that's his chance. He doesn't have that chance often to be. Yeah. Counted by himself, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot of stuff.
That could be my top one guy.
Black Thought. Yeah. I mean, and then you know the sad part is November when he did that 10-minute freestyle on Funk Flex.
Yeah.
Oh, people was like, "Who is this cat? Who is this cat?" And I'm like, "Who is this cat? Like, this cat only been out since '95.
This dude been doing something.
He only been out since 1995. Y'all talking about who is this cat? But it's like you saying, you know, saying like. He's
well, that's
known
what Pun put on
roots.
The album. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, second song on Pun's album has got Black Thought. That would let you know right there.
Yeah. So I mean, so like, and literally, I've been listening to the Roots since '95, their first album. You know what I'm saying? But my last one, and they two slashes. That's DMX.
I thought that was five.
Let me do this.
We can be up to the top 10.
That's X. And Sick Flow.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, look at Sick Flow.
Let's clap it up.
I'm like, where is
Sick Flow?
Literally. It's like, we gotta give him an award.
I've watched you on social media, and I've watched segments of music that you've put out, or bars, or flows, or whatever, and I've stopped.
Did he say I've stopped?
No, like, I've just turned it off. Moved on. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, okay, he nice.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, the only time we did a song together, when he called me up and was like, yo, like, this beat you sent me? Yeah.
I don't have a song.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, he don't even know the nervousness behind me writing. Like, he was like, yo, like, I got a lot of people waiting for me to do songs, but this track you sent me, like, I know it. He was like, check it out. Man, he rapped that joint over the phone. I was straight nervous. Yeah. Like, I'm like, all right, I got to at least meet his level. If I can't top it, I at least got as close as possible. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do you. It's some people that's like, you know what? I'm just going to do me.
Just do me.
Got something different.
Yeah, right.
Just
do me.
Whether it's the cadence, the tone. It all makes sense.
This dude told me years ago, and I didn't know how to. I didn't know if I should take it as a compliment or this. But he told me one time on the phone. It's like, yo, it's like you when you rap. It's not like you nice or nothing like that.
I said that.
He said it's not like you nice, but your delivery. Just the way you deliver stuff. I was like,
I was probably saying.
That sound like something. Yeah.
In my more mature state now, I'm able to put words together a little better these days. I probably meant you ain't really gotta. Go hard.
Yeah.
It's just your personality. Your charisma. As I said before, charisma. You got that Brooklyn charisma.
We'll take it.
You got that Brooklyn charisma. You ain't got to, like, don't worry about trying to out-rap everybody.
No doubt.
I take it. We got clarity now.
Okay. Hold up. I want to detour if we can. Because I want to know if we could quickly do your top five Christian hip hop rapper. Like,
I just gave it to
you. That's dope. I can do mine.
Eshawn Burgundy is on a whole nother.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people overlooked Solo from Gospel Gangsters.
Damn, I totally forgot about him.
D-Mob, to me, is crazy.
What's the dude named Jason?
Jason?
Is that his name, Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
He got a couple joints out where he's like rapping for like 7 minutes.
Oh, nah. Nah.
Like Jason, he been out for a minute.
He got a video where he got the heads.
I don't know. It's
Jay something.
Yeah, I know Jay something will be definitely one of mine. I've been listening to him since like 09.
That's St. Louis.
Well, I was prepared. I actually got my list for that, too.
Oh, he came all the way prepared.
I would have had to throw Dice Gamble on that joint.
Yeah.
Dice is nice.
And she engineers, too, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I was telling y'all before, I don't really have a pulse on the gospel community scene hip-hop-wise, but I don't hear a lot of whack rappers when I do tune in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do.
I don't hear a lot of like I just heard one earlier today, a few hours before I got here.
Oh wow. Don't say no names.
Oh no, I'm not gonna put nobody on blast like that, but I mean it's to me if for some reason, man, it's like somebody come from, they get delivered, they get saved, and they knew how to rap before, they was rapping
and
before.
Then everybody's a rapper.
But my thing, no, I'm saying like, no, you know how to rap, you are a rapper, but it's like the whole style switches up. Because for some reason, I guess you're more considerate of what people going to think.
Yeah, when you just got to do you. You ain't doing
passion, that same fire when you was out there in the streets and take it and still deliver it the same way. Because I've actually heard hot lines and lyrics delivered in the most horrible way possible. To where if you didn't hear what they were saying, you'd be like, that's actually a hot line, but that delivery was so, like, basic and plain, there was no energy with it at all. So I'm like, I hear him a lot, which is the reason. I mean, honestly, man, the same cats I listened to in 09.
You said that last time.
Same cats I listened to now, but I'm talking about, like, I still remember a lot of your music from 09. You?
That's the old, don't please forget
real
all
talk?
Of that.
No. Hey, real talk?
Please forget all of that.
To me,
that's still my favorite.
His favorite, his best song, Poison.
It is,
right?
It is.
No,
that's
from
the beginning.
What?
Poison.
What?
From
beginning to end, yo.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Man, you tripping. He took long.
It's on the Back to Basics album, dog.
You tripping.
Everyone is eating on the Back to Basics.
Gotta,
go look it up. Poison.
I'm going to stop
right here. Back in the day, Corey Redd.
Corey Redd.
I brought him up last episode.
He used to just murder everything.
Yeah. He put me out. Y'all
he
put
didn't
me
even
out.
Need a beat.
Yeah.
He
nah,
just
he
come
did.
Out
yeah,
do
he
his
did.
Thing.
He didn't.
Like, now, I ain't, okay. Yeah, to two women that are just like natural beasts to me, Ty Scott, Erica Combo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw Erica Combo was like, November?
Yeah.
At the 47th spot.
Yeah. I was talking to her not too long ago, just like, I'm like,
she was like the Lauryn Hill of
still
the-
trying.
Yeah.
Still right. trying to tell. Matter of fact, I was over with Robert a few days ago, and I'm still like, what's up with Erica?
What's she doing?
She up there working. Tell her to come put a verse on what I'm about to
write.
Yeah, so dope.
I was this close last year. Sent her the track and everything. I was this close. But it ain't happened. But I think I want to do songs with people that I respect lyrically, and I know it's gonna bring it. And outside of it, you know what I'm saying, is living it too. You dig what I'm saying? They actually live. It's nothing worse than a guy say he rapping about busting guns and packages and all that, but you never really lived it. You can make it sound good, but you ain't really live it. But how great how dope of the song gonna be when you actually came? That's why if I had a
now when you know the heart six, match is different.
If I had a six, it would be Beanie Sigel.
Sigel is that? Sigel still got them bars.
Yeah,
like,
he do raspy voice and all.
Yeah,
he still got it.
Everything. Yo, nobody said Drake.
Oh, nah.
Well, you trying.
I would put Drake in 2000.
Okay, I got you.
I would put Drake
as whining and crying.
Come on.
Nah. What people ignore is his mixtape era. You could put his mixtape era up against anybody right now. You know what I'm saying? Anything. You could put him on his come up. You know what I'm saying? Once they saw what worked, like, you got to think, this dude's the biggest star in the world. Like, he can't rap like that no more. He can't make them records no more. Like, he can, and he throws them in every once in a while. But, like, his mixtape stuff, forget it. Like,
I ain't even heard none of that.
Yeah.
It's making me think. Yeah. Like, the more we talk about it, man.
Crazy.
But before we move, what you got, Flo?
Okay, so... No, we can move on.
I got my list. I want to get my list.
You're the only organized one.
Get your list out,
Mr. Organization.
Get list out. Let me go.
I wrote it during this conversation. Well, before we got started, this time we was waiting on Double and Hud to get here. I had time. had time to write. So,
I was in traffic so long, man. I almost turned around. Like,
where you was coming from?
Brookhaven. You know, we Brookhaven. Dunwoody. Yeah, that's right, that 285 is going to be joke, bro. Yeah. And I worked last night, so I had to get some sleep. So, you know.
All right. You still on Christian?
Yeah. So okay. I got two. I got Christian, period.
Uncle Reese.
Then I got Christian female. Because when it comes to hip hop, especially in the Christian hip hop genre, you don't really hear too much female artists. So my top 10 Christian hip hop artists.
You got 10?
Top 5. I just told you it's 5.
I'm not saying it.
It's 5 or 5.
You said,
five.
Oh, you said 5.
5 females, yeah. 5 dudes.
Hurry up, hurry up.
I'm trying. If I can get past the schematics.
Dang.
All right, so my top 5. The Truth, D-Mob, I think he's very underrated. Actually, he'd probably be my number one.
I was talking about him earlier. Yeah, that dude right there.
Dice is on my list, my all-time favorite. Million's on my list. Mm. Last but not least.
K-Busy is on the list. I don't call him Million. I did a show with him last year in Portland. I said, wow. You K-Busy.
Yeah. That still sticks to me too, man.
You always K-Busy.
And Double's on my list.
I made a list!
You made a list, yes.
Yeah. I need y'all to put the...
Yeah.
That's the first and only list I'll ever make.
You made Billboard. Come on, man. You on Billboard.
I did. Seven weeks.
Yeah, 7 weeks.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, so my top female artist, Christian-wise, Dice is on that one, too.
Yes,
Dice Gamble, Ty Scott King, Erica Combo.
That's strong.
One people don't hear about no more is Light the Flow Minister. She's still
rapping?
Wow. No, I don't think she is, but she's still my top. Light the Flow Minister.
Who that?
Light was dope.
Light the what now?
Light the Flow.
Where was she? In New York? Or
yeah, she's in New York.
She's in New York, right?
He said Light the what now?
She's in like, she moved though. She's like nasty.
You heard of a girl named AI?
Uh-uh.
AI, she in New York. Look her up. A, like artificial intelligence. Like A.I. Okay. Look her up, yo. Check her out, man. Yeah, she is
it's
dope.
A girl named Angie Rose I got to put on the list now.
Angie, that's the homie.
Because I just heard her on the verse. It's like, who is this girl? Like, yo,
yeah, she sings
dope.
Too, yo.
What?
Yeah, she sings. She's dope. Yeah, that's dope. The homie, yo.
So that's my list. We can move on and talk about whatever y'all want to talk about now, but.
Can I do a Christian list? Can I do a list?
Yeah,
a Christian hip hop list?
You want Double?
They're going to be my friends, man. Because I'm like her saying, like, it's different when you know the heart match the person. But Eshawn's definitely.
Yeah.
And what I appreciate about Eshawn is Eshawn wasn't always as dope as he is right now. Mm. So you're not looking at somebody who's just, like, he's always correct.
Right.
But I seen him go from he can rap to
songs, man.
He can create music.
Absolutely.
His flow is... I've hit him up several times, like on a text, like, yo, this verse right here is just perfect. I don't see no like perfect, like
right.
So he can deliver, he can put a song together, and then he's just like one of the greatest dudes, you know, like I've ever met. And so Eshawn, Corey Redd, Precise, like. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Ricardo Flow. I gotta say Ricardo Flow. Ricardo Flow.
He went way back.
I mean, but that's just like, those are the ones. Like, I wouldn't be doing this, right? If it wasn't for like Flow, if it wasn't for Corey Redd and Precise, if it wasn't for them dudes, I'd probably be, you know.
Red used to make me want to cry at the joint, man. We just looking like that.
Yeah, yo.
He said that. Yeah. Like you could feel
them. I remember we did the House of Blues in Nashville one time. It was like 300 holy hip hop artists, and we all performed. And Corey Redd got on there and did like all mixtape stuff. When we were just, you know, and it was just like, but it wasn't like records. It was just verses.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's what three, I guess. Mouthpiece definitely.
Mouthpiece
is dope. When this come out?
You gotta ask me on the air.
When this come out? All right, never mind. If it ain't coming out before Friday, forget it. Edit it.
It will come out on a Monday. I can't tell you which.
Okay, so then edit that part out. So mouthpiece
mouthpiece.
Who else? I got one more. Man, oh, it's Swoop. Swoop.
Do y'all look at Larry?
Y'all know Swoop? Swoop is?
I don't know Swoop.
All right. Swoop. S-W-O-O-P-E.
That's what I'm talking about. If you don't know it,
his name is Swoop.
Look him up.
Look out who knows Swoop.
Right.
Yeah, Swoop is he's out of Akron, Ohio. He lives here now. He was on, I think he's been on 75% of the Crazy albums, like, but he's like the one dude on the album that's like undeniable, like bars every time. You know what I'm saying?
I think that way about Trip, man.
I'm about to say Trip Lee is one of mine.
Well, Trip, they just put a song out recently. I don't know if you heard the song, the newest song they put out. They put a song with their whole crew on it, and Trip rap last. And I think he killed the whole record. The record had Andy on it, the Cray on it, Few was on it, RG was on it, Tadashi was on it, but the Cray was on it. Trip came at the end of that joint and just murdered the whole record. And that was, you know, at this stage in his life where I don't even know if rap is even a priority, spazzed on it. You know what I'm saying? And even on that record, I think we seen a Lecrae that we ain't seen in a while. So check that record out. But Trip, I get light work.
Let me hold a pen. I'm gonna write down.
But I might be missing. y'all look out for, it's a lot of new cats coming out too, like Jared Sanders. I don't know if y'all heard Jared. Jared is dope. D Black, who, again, somebody who, you know, I talked to D Black for 2 hours today. D Black, somebody who lives it, somebody who's actually has the heart behind it. But it's so many cats coming out of the Christian who don't mind to say that that's what they do. Because I know this is hard to decipher. Like, you don't even know who doing what.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So.
Mine's.
And I got an EP coming out next month, so.
What's it called, Double, since you got mentioned it?
So I just want to shameless plug that.
What's the plug? Tell us, give us all the information.
Hope and the Peace.
Hope and the Peace.
No, Hope in the Future. Talking about.
If you're going to do a shameless plug, have your title.
I did. I just changed the name. I just changed the name. No. 2 days ago. Hope in the Future. Y'all check that out. Oh, it's coming out.
Gotcha.
Coming out. Hoping
forgot about a kid.
That
I should have said.
All right, so Flo just.
If I had a superhero team of rappers, that if y'all was like, yo, I'm putting my team up against your team,
it's the Avengers.
I would go with Corey Guns.
Ooh, I forgot about him.
I would go Black Thought. I would go with Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne is dope. Lyrically,
and then I would go with. Well, M is kind of like an elder now, but I would have to have him in there.
I would.
Tech is my. Tech is.
You got one more though. You missed.
And then I think that was M.
Joyner.
But now, I mean, we ain't talk about none of the young dudes. So if y'all gonna go,
I don't have any. Like I said,
I mean, the only newest young cat.
40. I'm straight.
Well, see, the newest young cat that I listened to who just dropped an album like last year, but he been putting out mixtapes since like 2013. And to me, can't nobody touch him. It's Dave East.
Dave East is.
I'll tell you who will smoke him.
Who?
My son.
Yes.
Black.
Okay, we will have to see that.
No, it's being done now.
As in
literally.
No, I would just like to hear them on songs together.
Yeah. Like, because
I can hear that.
This kid can rap and sing.
That's true.
So when you got somebody that can rap and sing against somebody that just can rap, but then he can write songs. Dave East is nice, but if it was a street thing, like we gonna talk street, he can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I had to see,
and then
I like Dave. I like Dave a lot.
Stats on Dave East's new project. Anybody know stats?
What?
Well, he's on Def Jam.
How many did? What he said?
There's no boss in Def Jam right now.
Oh.
You talking about
so he kind of lingering.
Yeah.
Name
numbers for any Def Jam artists. Like Paul Rosenberg, he just took the seat in January. I don't even know why anybody was releasing me. I think Dave East was releasing EPs and albums so that he could continue the tour.
Yeah.
But there was no boss at Def Jam. So he had a record with Chris Brown and that joint came and went. You don't have a record with Chris Brown that comes and goes. And Dave East and Dave East got the females on lock right now, right?
He got
the females on lock. You put a song out with Chris Brown, you think it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But if there ain't nobody pulling the strings, nothing's going to happen.
That does play a big role.
Yeah, it does. And to my knowledge, that's the only... Nas signed Dave East. Nas ain't never signed nobody a day in his life. That's the only cat he's ever signed.
He got a good machine behind him.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, if Nas sees something in you...
He left Mass Appeal to go to Def Jam, which... Why would you even go to Def Jam these days? He's in a weird position right now.
And the sad part is, like See, Dave East is a beast, but you know, if you wanna be mainstream in the industry, you gotta make mainstream music. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So his album is nowhere near as good as his I guess you would say, like, you was talking about Drake mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Like, his mix, I mean, he was for like 6-7 years he was dropping every mixtapes like literally like twice, like 3 times a year he dropping a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say I don't like Drake, because I'll be a hypocrite and say I don't like him, because I rock some of his music. You know what I'm saying? It's a hit or miss for me. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna say.
But have you? Okay, so have you gone into what's the last project you dropped? More Life, right? So I had More Life. More Life had more like, had some Caribbean joints. He was trying to grime joints. But like once you go a little deeper into it, mm-hmm. towards the end, you start hearing rapping again. And yeah. when he raps, like, he'll show you, like, don't play. I still got it. But he's like, he's the biggest star in the world.
More Life is probably I've like more songs on that album than I have in the ones in the past. And I think it's because he switched up.
The Caribbean joint, you know what I'm saying?
That one he got with the Black Coffee from the UK, which everybody don't know that ain't his song. That originally that's Black Coffee in them song. Yeah. The only difference in that song is he just sings the hook with her. But you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I actually like that because it's more than just rap. Yeah. So that's the reason why I get into it more, because it ain't just rap. He's somebody else, women, all you gotta do is play a Drake song. He got them bars though. Yeah, he do. So, I mean,
y'all,
you know,
sleep at the share with it. Take your big homie. I'm all for going there again.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know, he got it, man.
Kind of like not sure when. I mean, I know he's a hit maker, but sometimes it's like with cats in the industry right now, with their team, you never know who writing.
But who? Who was writing his stuff when he was doing the mix? This is what I always go back to. Okay, he was exposed once he dropped. If you're reading this, it's too late, right? That's when he was exposed. Nobody got no reference tracks from before that.
Right.
Actually, that's when his music started declining. As far as the quality of it, as far as bars, he wasn't rapping no more. He was jumping on Amigos type flow. He was trying to do like what was going on in Houston or what was going on in Memphis. He was trying to emulate that. But if you go back to before, if you play Take Care, where he's just rapping the whole album, and you're like, but ain't nobody say they wrote none of that. So I think we take Drake's credits away, because we go, oh, somebody put up, you know, didn't nobody want to hear Quentin Miller going riding through the six with my woes. You heard him do it. It was trash. Drake did it. It was a hit. So I just think at that point in his career, I think he got to the point where he was like, man, we got to do something different, right? Because you see Meek coming and you see Big Sean coming. You see all of these people coming. I think he just wanted to go somewhere else. And like I said, he's like the biggest star in the world. So you're not probably losing some of your hunger. But the Drake that I will put up against most people was before that. It was before... You know, riding through the six with my woes, like, you know, so I think we take it away because of that. When we only really heard like two references.
And then your boy, what's the battle rapper name that got all the tats?
Disaster.
Not disaster.
Daylight.
Daylight.
Yeah, Daylight. Yeah,
Daylight was chopping it up about. Yeah, man, I did this.
Trolling. Did this. Daylight's a troll, though.
Yeah, he's.
I think he was trolling, yo. I think he was trolling that.
You never gonna really believe
Drake, but like you know, you got. I mean, and it ain't just Drake. Like I said, you got Big Sean. Like lyrically, like I think he tried to make mainstream songs, but when he rap, like, ain't nobody it's touching him.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah.
nobody. I don't really see a whole lot of people touching Big Sean when he just rapping, like. You know, you mentioned Dave East. Jordan Lucas is dope. Who else? Vince Staples. If y'all listen to Vince Staples, Vince Staples is dope. Like, it's a lot of young. It's a lot of young cats. That's
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
No. Listen, I never listened to Tory Lanez until I heard him on Funk Flex. That freestyle on Funk Flex was sick. I can't even knock it. Or like, I didn't even know he had bars like that, and I didn't even. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm still sleeping.
Yeah.
You know who else rapping that right now? Ooh. Fabulous. Fabulous still Fabulous
versus Jason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fab still killed to me. Yeah. I listen to him and I'm like, he's still killing everybody.
Now Jada is too, yo.
Jada is too, but
to Fat Joe then.
Fat Joe make hits. Fat Joe making hits.
He brought Remy back, but he got his own podcast, Coco Vision.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying? Exactly. And it's literally in the Mexican cartel tunnels.
It's bad, though. Have you listened to it?
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
He don't know how to interview at all.
He doesn't.
Let me keep talking. Hold on. I think Joe making hits, man. Joe making hits. 50 still, I don't know if y'all heard that new 50 record with Jeremiah. Like, it's a record he got with Jeremiah right now that I think if he wasn't so focused on making millions and millions of dollars doing everything else, I think that would be like a big radio, huge radio.
And honestly, I don't care for 50, but that one song he talking about, I ain't gonna lie, that joins in my playlist.
I look at all that stuff. I look at all that stuff and go like, yeah, we probably looking at probably getting tired of the current state of music. But I don't know. To me, it's like the older cast is still making.
They are still doing.
They're still making some bangers.
It's just the fact
you ain't got to really conform to what.
Nah,
it's hot right
now.
I don't even think.
Yeah. I think that it's like what it was Snoop, X, and it was a panel of cats from our era, and they were strictly talking about mumble rap. It wasn't even about. It's just whoever do mumble rap. They was just talking about that right there. And it was just like, just be the.
But I have a question. I ain't mean to cut you.
But you did, though.
I ain't mean to cut you.
You did a good job cutting them, though.
I do believe that there is mumble rap, right?
It is.
But, what was Busta saying back in the day?
It wasn't mumble rap.
Hold up now, hold up. Do we understand everything Busta was saying? Did we understand? Hold up. It was hot. But do we really understand what Das Effects was saying? Come on, Das Effects.
Das Effects was worse than
Come
Busta.
On, man.
Yeah,
you can't cut. That's disrespectful.
No, hold on for a second.
Migos in the same category.
But Migos is just 3 6 Mafia and them. That's 3 6 Mafia and all them.
No, okay, let me give you an example.
How about Bone?
Hold on. Give the example. Let me get it out. You cut me off already.
What you said?
But preference.
People can't understand.
That's a
different thing. No, but I'm saying I'm a preference. Dig up a planets. What were they saying?
You're not understanding the point. Okay. What I'm saying is, they may have been talking to where you actually got to slow it down to understand what they're saying, but they saying something.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this. That's mumble rap, Doc. You know, son, you passed the third grade. You know what I'm saying? And somebody gave you a pen and a pad and said rap.
Right.
Like, that's my take on mumble rap. To me, it's disrespectful to hip hop as an entirety because this is what I tell my kids. The reason why so many cats cuss in music because they don't have a vocabulary.
Facts.
You use a cuss word to replace a word that you can't find.
Absolutely.
So you ain't even got to do that now. All you got to do is go make it to the third grade. You know what I'm saying?
just think about
any Migos song if you know any. Give me the substance in any of those songs. Really. And my thing is, it's like,
Mama!
Like, literally, my seven-year-old can write a rhyme and it can make more sense than, like, I'm taking my shirt off and walking down the street. I'm talking like this and I'm talking like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like
1,000%.
So it's Busta. Now I ain't gonna say everything Busta was saying was positive.
I think Busta never said really a whole lot. But he said it well.
He said,
if you go back and listen to a lot of like his raps,
especially
like recent, he don't say nothing at all. He just says it well. Like, he just does it well.
So he's not lyrical.
He's not lyrical. It's just his delivery.
Just like how
he's also from Brooklyn.
People are also from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Now, if you take people like that, like what we used to, what our ears are training, listen to, and now what they listening to, it's like they don't want to hear nobody spitting. No,
they don't.
Who's Kendrick is doing a great okay. job because he got a yeah. young.
And I think he got out there. He been out 10 years already, believe it or not. So he literally.
You got a record with The Weeknd.
Oh, that I didn't hear it yet.
You ever heard that joint? The one on the soundtrack?
Not yet. I'm gonna check
that record right there.
I mean, he making moves, man. I mean,
he is.
Now, hold on. Okay, you got Kendrick, but I don't think who are the kids esteem as their like
voice?
Kanye.
No.
That's what everybody say. They
Kanye is probably the inspiration. Who's their pastor, for lack of a better term? These new kids. Savage. No. Migos. Who's the one that like when they like he's the one that's spitting the knowledge to them? Not Kendrick, but who?
I can give y'all a prediction of what's going to happen.
No, I'm saying year. Who's the one though? Like, right. okay, right. I'm trying to say that right now. If you ask any of these kids about J. Cole, that's their Nas, that's their Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I listen to Cole, I just go like Cole ain't never said nothing that made me. Let me rewind that back and listen to what he said because he just dropped the jewel. I was talking to somebody. We were having this kind of conversation, and this young girl was around us. Well, she probably like 21, 22. She goes, "But what about Cole?" And I'm like, I knew somebody was going to bring Cole up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why do you like Cole so much? Not to say I don't, but I'm saying, why you like him? She was like, he's just speaking our language. And I'm like, well, all he does is just really is common sense. It's just common sense. All it really is like, he ain't never said nothing mind-blowing to me. And it made me think, and I go, dang, that's sad. That's where y'all at. That I listen to Cole and be like, it's I don't see what he's saying that's so,
but
like, mind-blowing.
Kids for listening to Cole versus somebody who talks
yeah,
about,
I get it,
like,
but this is where we at, though,
so
is what I'm saying.
Chance there, that conversation?
Chance the Rapper?
He
kind of... He's dope, but he don't fall into the conversation.
He don't fall into the conversation no
Childish
more.
Childish Gambino either?
Yeah, no.
And he's a
dope. I like
he's so dope.
Gambino, man.
Yeah, they are. But
you see, them cats I listen to. Childish Gambino. Yeah, I you know, say Chance the Rapper.
But they're weirdos. And so they're not going to put... And listen.
It come from...
No offense to anybody out there by me saying weirdos, right? I know y'all sensitive these days, but I'm just saying. To me, yeah, they not relatable. They not really all that relatable. They want people they can relate to. They like J. Cole. They like J. Cole because J. Cole had a song talking about losing his virginity in high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was them. To them, that was like, wow. I'm like, that don't mean nothing. That didn't blow my mind. But that's where we at.
Same thing. That's the song that attracted him.
This is what they're getting. They at the surface, they're getting Migos, Yachty, 21. That's what they're getting at the surface. So when you hear Kendrick or you hear because I ain't gonna be honest, Kendrick would may have lasted in the era we were growing up, but I don't think a lot of these dudes would have lasted in our era. Like Cole wouldn't have lasted back then.
He was going to come with a different approach and style because honestly, Cole, his style come from our era, if you ask me. He's just younger, and I guess he's just talking about basic stuff that Ludacris would pretty much talk about. It's just the style that you bring in that makes your style different to where people are intrigued.
It's just honest. It's just he's being honest.
It's funny
and
you said
and
Ludacris,
they need that
because I think he is
Ludacris. Ludacris is definitely definitely slept on.
You might as well throw T.I. in this.
Yeah, T.I. Yeah, too.
T.I. has evolved.
He's got
T.I.'s. That's
whoa.
Atlanta's Jay-Z.
Nobody is going to keep talking about Jay-Z. Atlanta rappers without mentioning Andre 3 Stacks.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
Did you
catalog.
See Will?
Catalog.
He got it. He good.
Catalog, though.
He good.
Catalog.
You are just disrespectful this afternoon.
I don't see what the big deal is. He never dropped a solo album,
You know, he's compared to the Childish Gambino, and that's how people...
Because they classify him as a weirdo.
But this is...
They classify 3 Stacks as a weirdo.
He has created an aura and a mystique about him, so people are clamoring for more.
Yeah,
well, I'm talking
about what it is.
Lyrics. I'm talking about the many albums he done went in the studio with no pen, no pad, just turned on the track and he just
ain't nobody taking away his skills.
I'm talking about lyrically.
He never delivered an album.
Yeah,
he never delivered a hip hop album that was his. So in that he kind of takes himself out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Now, if we said groups,
Outkast definitely.
Outkast to me is
we want
EPMD, they're Outkast. But anyways,
are we trying to have a group conversation now?
That's a duo conversation.
Because my favorite group is Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe is that dude. Yeah. Okay. But I look at Tribe like a duo.
You think so? Because
Tribe's a duo.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Tribe's a duo.
Over the
Woo?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to get away from the table.
Let's see why.
Okay.
I told you
that. Catalog, though. But if we go back to catalog, I think Tribe would win that argument.
But the reason...
Because Wu-Tang only put out... Really, like kind of two solid albums.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But the reason I said that is...
Y'all stop being Wu fans?
No,
the saga continues. That just dropped November of last year.
I understand.
Mathematics, y'all know who that
is? Yeah. No, it's dope, but it's just...
situation with Wu, though. Because Wu was probably the first to actually release a clothing line that was like a billion...
And had a store.
And had a store, yeah. I remember going... But Wu, yeah, you ain't never going to say Wu is a separate culture. That's
You can't
never take it in there. But when you talking about... I'm saying...
You got Wu-Tang, then you got the rest of the groups.
like I said in the last interview, you know, it's that connectivity.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So when you were going through a certain thing, and Sade was playing nothing better than Sade, when you was trapping in the bando and T.I. was on, so you connected with T.I. You dig what I'm saying?
I get it.
Tribe to me, when I was coming up, like I told you, when I first started listening to rap, it was Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it went to New Jack Swing, was Guy and Teddy Riley and all that. I came up with that, you know. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, Rhett's in Effect, all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when
Bruno
Tribe
Mars
came out,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's what he's doing though.
Go ahead. Don't listen to me.
He's remaking all 80s and 90s.
He's doing all that.
Even his videos is old school 80s, 90s.
Absolutely.
But y'all, I mean, sometime, man, it's probably another show for y'all. Because the industry is dirty as I don't know what.
Oh, you are. No,
like, it's records that cats like Bruno get that he ain't really supposed to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they tweak it and do what they do and bow, it's out there. Yeah. And somebody else just got shafted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Now, I heard a story, a song that, it was actually Goody Mobs, which is another awesome group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Goody Mobs. Yeah. It was their song. Yeah. And somebody from LaFace Records stole one of their songs and actually gave it to Boyz II Men. They turned the song into like slowed it down, turned it into a slow song. So that's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, but they was new. They weren't even Goody Mob yet. You know, right. they were shopping their first joint, and they got raped. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah, so do y'all really know like the voice of the young cats like right now?
Well, I only know the voice of by way of my kids because they all teenagers, and I just be like, what is it that y'all listen to? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then what you're saying is relevant because they don't like. My kids only know about KRS-One, Nas, and all that because that's the music I listen to.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I still be like, let me hear what y'all listen to because it's like they can only get what some of KRS-One songs or some of the Roots songs. Not all of them, but they got a whole list of...
They don't have a voice, though. Yeah, like I'm what you're saying. I don't think they got a voice. I think they got a few. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think streaming got in the way of you don't have to have your one favorite. Now you got a playlist.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all you're listening to is playlists these days.
In my mind, I go into a TLR right now, and if they got a Kodak Black song on, these kids know this.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
That's my guilty pleasure. When I hear his stuff,
it sounds like a lawnmower.
It's a lot of folks know Kodak.
I wasn't down with him until him and this girl named Dreezy.
From Chicago.
Dreezy.
My son and Dreezy Black and Kodak Black got a song together.
Oh, wow.
And that was my first time listening to Kodak. Then it made me listen to some more Kodak.
Right.
It's so ratchet.
Weird,
but he can get you.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus.
No, but this dude is a catchy dude.
Yeah.
But for
when
us,
I heard
it's
that,
like
I had to
we
rewind
ain't
said
riding around listening to a Kodak Black. But the kids, man.
But I ain't gonna front, though. I was on Dreezy hard.
Did you hear the song called Spar?
No, I didn't.
Check out Spar.
No, I didn't.
She smashes
Dreezy
Spar.
is
She had one record with T-Pain that was real dope.
That was dope. Her, like, she is, like, her mixtape stuff before she dropped her album, it's out of here.
Well,
out of here.
Y'all, you know, some, y'all know I me wanna well. See, right, I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
I've been doing this for some years when I'm talking about being great at predictions.
Right.
I'm going to tell y'all, Joyner going to blow. Mm-hmm. He going to get in a space where he's going to be like the man for a while. Mm-hmm. And not being biased. But Black, I believe 2018, 2019, that dude going to take over. He's probably going to be the next. And I'm watching him at shows and how people react.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
Closest thing to the next kind of Drake situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when we went to New York, I'm looking.
Apple got his hat.
Man, this dude got billboards all over the whole side of the building.
Yeah.
Apple's got his back, huh?
Apple. It's a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a machine. Apple's a machine in itself. Yeah, it is. So that's a good look.
Your little brother, though, like. I'm looking at this stuff, and he was around us.
I was telling us when
we started this thing, and we was out there. They was little, and they was sitting there watching us.
Yeah.
And now it's a whole nother
thing. Well, the same thing with Few. Like, Few would tell you.
Yeah.
Few text me a picture. Few text me a picture when he was 11, and it was a double autograph. You know what I'm saying? And then, so I was with him one day. And he started breaking it down. He was like, man, he would just travel and follow us.
Yeah.
Me, you guys, Possessed, Busy,
that new
Chalet.
That new lyrical.
Yeah, Corey.
Nasty.
They would follow all of us around. That kid was following all us around. And then it's the same thing. Like, so it's like, you know, I was telling D Black when I was talking to him earlier, I'm like, bro, the seeds that have been sown from when I was younger, like I'm still doing it now because it's still working. Mm-hmm. Like I'm cool. I could stop now and be like, cool. Like I'm good because I've seen so much fruit, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen so much fruit happen out of my legacy, and I could look at somebody like your kids, like you saying, I'm bugging.
They listen to us.
Right. Yeah, they was all around. They was around. Like each one of us had. Something, right?
Look, and Poison was on repeat at the crib.
at the crib. So we poured something into so many people that, you know, now ain't none of us whack. Ain't none of us trash at this point, so we're gonna keep moving and keep pushing. Exactly. But I'm just saying,
big stop it.
No, whatever. But I just telling my boy, trash, I said, you know what? we done did so much good into these kids coming up that I'm cool. Like, you know
who we didn't mention?
A lot of people.
Cash Hollister.
Oh,
Cash.
Wow.
We mentioned Cash.
Cash Hollister.
Wow, Cash, if you're listening.
Cash.
I mean, I thought about
shout out to Die Daily.
A picture of him in black at the concert. And he said, man, your son said to me, yo, I remember you from the bars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, dope.
Wow.
That's dope, man.
Cash is nice.
That's dope.
Very nice.
Yeah. Y'all give it up for Black one time, man. That's a proud moment, man.
Yeah,
like,
every time I see him on the screen, I think about you.
Yeah.
You know, like, boy, I just imagine how you feel.
I remember being at the apartment.
Shoes that he bought me. I rock these joints every day almost. I'd be like, yo, my son bought me some shoes.
Right.
Put these on today.
I saw,
we got masks.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw y'all at
these today.
Yeah. I saw y'all at the Grammys and I was just proud. Like, I had a proud moment. I'm like, man, I remember being at the apartment and they would come home from school off the bus. Girl. And then even Jose, I was talking to Jose about it. He used to babysit your kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's proud, man.
Kevin, I got here. Telling me about when you went to New York, how y'all chopped it up.
Yeah,
that's dope.
And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Talking to Jose and Chip Fool when I was up there.
Yeah, he told me.
I was telling, I saw DJ Q. Saturday, and I was talking to him about when I was coming up. It was, I said to him pretty much the same way they honor their Kool Herc's and their Grandmaster Flash. Mm-hmm. We gotta honor our, and I don't like to use the word, but for lack of a better word, our legends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I was walking through the mall, and I just seen somebody taking pictures. And I knew it was him. I didn't even see the face, but I just knew it was him. You know what I'm saying? And we just started talking. It's a real nostalgic moment because, you know, I remember the day I met him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So because I told you I thought I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day.
Coming to it too.
Yeah,
I remember.
I met the day I met. It was like everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I met him and I met.
It was that church over by where y'all used
Central
to live.
Drive, right. Yeah. Central Drive, Soul Mountain. And when I met them, my whole world changed that mm-hmm. day. That moment, my whole entire world changed because I said, yo, these cats are doing, like, this is what? You know what I'm saying? So I wanted in. Cause I felt like I was the only one. I wanted to be a part of whatever was going on mm-hmm. in Atlanta. I wanted mm-hmm. in,
yeah.
And I never told. I think Jose is the only person that knows, but I never told him how much I looked up to PS. You know what I'm saying? But you see, I was with them though. You see what I'm saying?
I was with them.
You know, it was to the point where I was mad at them because look at me, man. I'm watching you. I'm following you. I'm here with you. Whatever. Look at me. Is that little brother, big brother syndrome?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And then it went to. I get props and credit where credit is due. If it wasn't for Dub. Looking out, because remember, I'm on the outside looking in. It was them. Sea Animal and Sanctified Soldiers. And it was them.
Damn, I forgot about
you see what I'm saying?
It's the animal.
So if it wasn't for him saying, yo, come in. Yo, come on in.
Yeah.
Crack the door open for a little bit. Come on in. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I probably would have still been on the outside looking in. You dig what I'm saying?
So yeah, I got you.
It's a big thing for me, man. You know what I'm saying? To honor... My, you know, saying, you know, lack of a better word, legends, man. They paid the, like he's talking about the fruit. The Bible talking about your fruit remaining. If you can't see an offspring of a seed that you sown, you ain't sown no seed.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody can't come 5, 6, 10 years later down the line and say, it's because of the seed that you sown then, you ain't sown no seed.
Mm.
Facts. Facts. If you sow an apple seed right now, and the time allowed, remember seed time harvest, the time allowed for that seed to grow and harvest and all that. If it doesn't happen, did you plant a seed?
That's the whole show right there,
that's
bro.
That's the whole show.
That's it. That's it.
Who y'all got?
All the rappers we talked about?
Yeah.
Look, that was the meat
That
was it. That was it. We are going to close the show out now.
Hey, yo, before we close the show out, man.
Well, we were going to close the show out.
No, we're going to close it out. We're going to close it out, but it's just, you know... Black Star. I'm sorry. I had to mention most
of the
album.
Album,
though,
man.
I heard they doing
an
album again. What album, though? Wow. I heard they're doing another one.
Well, AK, well, y'all seen Bay now. You know what I'm saying? I still listen to Talib, like, faithfully.
I like Talib. I think I was listening to Talib during a time. I remember there was a moment of time, and I don't know about any of his new music, but, like, spiritually, I couldn't listen to him. Because he threw so many jabs at the faith that I was like, man, I can't. Like, I recognize how ill he was, but I'm like, come on, fam. You're not about to just keep doing that, you know. Shout out to some cats doing it right now. Like, I don't know who you listen to right now. I'm not trying to take over, but.
No, as far as what?
Like, just period. Like, who you like right now?
You know, the regulars, man. The regulars, you know, the regulars. Everybody that's...
Jigga, Jay-Z.
Sean Carter. President Carter.
It actually took me like a whole month and a half to listen to the 444 joint. I was in the headspace.
It is a great album.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to hear our legends, right. I guess, forefathers, grow up.
Absolutely.
And talk about stuff that I can relate to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, especially being a dad
and a husband.
Husband and all that. Yeah.
Respect for that I didn't have respect for because of what he talked about. But me and Ty used to see him on the road all the time. We watched Jeezy come up.
Yeah.
And they were doing their same thing while we were every city they were in, we were in, and I would always see the snowman.
Yeah, he had that grind. He had that grind like y'all had.
Ty,
yeah.
These the same dudes we seen at the McDonald's and the other. Wow. You know what I'm saying? We would see them all the time, and I used to get mad because I'm like, yo, why Jeezy keep talking about, you know, selling drugs all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Dude, I watched this dude's documentary,
yeah,
changed my life, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. I seen him in a totally different way.
Nah, he's like he
legit.
Yeah, man. He take care of the people, man.
Yeah, man. Like
he's definitely
hear
a
story,
like
you hear of his faith, everything, why he did what he did.
Yeah.
It was dope,
man. Wow. And that's why I think it's so important for us to get in the space where we can show, like what you just told me before the show, and show them that, you know what I'm saying, like, it's cool you doing that, you rapping that, that's what you know, you being true to yourself, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But after that, then what?
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? After all the touring, the chains, the thoughts, the money, the champagne, the pulling up, what happens after that? You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's I think is escaping, reaching them, like we was talking about evangelism. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, you know what I'm saying? I used to be like, they rap by it. But now I want that.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? I actually want to engage,
mm-hmm,
you in your element. That's why I don't tell people I'm a pastor. I don't want nobody to know that, you know, outside of Facebook or something like that, whatever. Yeah. But I just want to catch you in your element. I just want to chill. I met a dude from Chicago. He can blow. Pause.
Yeah, he can sing.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he can spit. And he's cussing and all that stuff. But when I'm listening to him, he's dropping jewels, man.
Mm-hmm.
He is dropping straight jewels. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? He only been here about a month and a half. You know, I'm snatching him up. I'm coming in. I want him to meet everybody and say, yo, you don't have to. Yo, he can spit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess
that's it. That's
cool. No bars? Nobody? We're not going to bust a... No, we're not.
You can't. I got excited for y'all, man.
For y'all.
I'm the only non-rapper here, so it's not going to be... Cyphers don't do nothing for me. For my... they don't expose my talents.
I feel you, bro.
I'm going to just give a disclaimer. So we technically did do the 80s, 90s, and 2000. We just mixed it all
right,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All throughout the show, that's
Gumbo.
All. Yeah, right. Yeah. Gumbo. Gumbo. Right, it all together.
These conversations ain't never cut and dry, though. Yeah. They never cut and dry.
You know, for somebody who like Brandy, who's just like, you know, we diverted from the actual intro, you know what I'm saying, as far as giving direct, you know, you have people like her in the world, you know.
EPMD, like, my favorite group.
Did he come out? Did he throw it in last
EPMD
minute?
My favorite group.
So what you saying?
Right. You know, but I named mine, which is Wu-Tang, but then Black Star, man.
I'm doing a song with Paris Watch.
We're trying to leave a party or something. We be out here, yeah, just move the conversation somewhere different. That's all that happens.
The goalposts.
Yeah, that's every time.
You're gonna push the goalposts back a little bit.
Yeah. Hope in the future, March. Stay afloat.
Is this your EP? Actual title this time?
Yeah. All
right.
I got a record with Montel Jordan coming soon.
Dope. Where can we get it though? When it comes out, where can we get it?
That's so dope, though.
Everywhere. Every streaming device.
Okay. Classic singer.
Yeah.
From that time,
yeah.
Working on it right now, bro.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'll tell you after. I can't say now. And I gotta have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, I can say it because it's done and it's coming in March. Hope in the future, man. Hey.
Damn,
Hope music.
Remember that song?
We got to close out. We can keep talking. We got to close out.
Nah, do like this is like B sides. Like
the B side. Okay,
right.
You can finish the episode and let it go.
Remember
Ametria? Boogie Bless used to play her song all the time, man.
Ametria. Nah, I don't remember.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to find that record and send it to you.
Yeah, I understand closing out and keeping it going. We still got to at least close it
out. You just got to close the show out and then keep it going.
Yeah, we still got...
Hey, y'all look up my Plain James, Sherrod White, CJ King, Aaron Cole, What Up RG, 1K Few.
You know what?
There's a lot of people doing it, man. I just want to give respect.
They need his own podcast. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming, man.
It was supposed to happen 3 years
ago. It's coming, man.
You tell
why you're
supposed to be doing
it. 10-Piece Mild Podcast. It's coming soon, man.
So while we got y'all here, I need y'all to do a drop for us.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you said that last time, and we connected.
I was supposed to do one for you
in the studio today on Monday with Robert.
Yeah.
We started talking.
We now.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Oh, stand up. You are a king.
Oh my god. Yo, let's so close out this. Then we gotta get the draws and we do the B sides. Right.
The B side.
Shout out to Double for showing up today and being a guest. E Hub for coming back. Our first returning guest. Shout out to E Hub.
Headshots right now. Headshots out right now. DOLO coming.
Y'all just ain't gonna let me close out, huh?
I gotta plug my joint.
We pledged you. We got a whole episode dedicated to your joint. You, but man. Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all get that Paper Planes original and remix.
All I gotta say is some trouble coming.
This is what happens when you get a bunch of hip hop heads in the studio at one time.
I got some trouble. That's all I'm saying. Some trouble coming.
Sick Flow say trouble coming.
Sick Flow say trouble coming. Thank you for coming through, Sick Flow. We gotta get you back for an actual full interview on you alone. Let me get the shout outs to the cities real quick. Special shout outs to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Atlanta, Georgia tuned in last week. Lawrenceville, Georgia tuned in. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Forest Park, Georgia tuned in. Right. Shout outs to Brandy, who always listens and corrects us after the shows. Shout out to my mom down in Gray listening. Shout out to Eatonton, Georgia. Graysonville, Maryland still rocking with us. Shout out to Tokyo, Japan tuning in. Shout out to Portugal tuning in. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to our new listeners. Shout out to the people y'all gonna tell about the show. Right. Shout out to Double being a new listener, Eagle being a new listener, Sick Flow being a new listener, right, and to our regular listeners. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio. Peace.